Vote.je Candidate Manifesto.
Senator Edition.
It's almost time for you to be a voter in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for your parish connetab or constable, and between two and four deputies to represent your constituency, you can also vote for up to nine senators who will represent the whole island. In this podcast, you'll hear from the candidates who are standing for the island-wide role. And before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are three ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier, and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.je for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.je.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in the island-wide role of senator. There are 17 candidates to choose from. Each one was invited to record a two-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. You're about to hear from 16 of the candidates who accepted the offer. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority, or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. Here they are in alphabetical order by last name, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or a member of a political party. Martin Aliga, independent.
I am Martin Aliga, your senatorial candidate, seeking for your vote using my musical manifesto, as you are about to hear. The song is titled, A Secure Jersey for Us All. Out of the red soil of Uganda, to the granite of her shores, 15 years of callous hands and learning what is pure, father and a husband, led by Mary's Jersey heart, I'm standing as a leader now to play a vital part for the families and the children. For the voices in my heart, I'm building up a future that is standing for us all, from the heart, the hands, the spirit. Let the message ring out clear, securing Jersey's future for the ones we hold most dear. I've led 10,000 students and have listened to the weak. I represent the silent ones who find it hard to speak. The head that lingers in the dark must find no place to stay. I'll bring respect and empathy to light a better way. Where houses are a heavy load and costs begin to rise, we'll find the clever answers right before our very eyes. With right comes responsibility to keep our island strong, ensuring that our younger ones feel truly they belong. We'll heal the mind and body with a path that's wide and new, and teach our kids with practical skills to see their dreams through. Less skills and software focus, more of what the spirit needs. A vote for Martin Aliga, planting better seeds for the families and the children. For the voice says in my heart, I'm building up a future that is standing for us all. From the heart, the hands, the spirit, let the message ring out clear, securing Jazzy's future for the ones we hold most dear. Vote for Martin Aliga, your senatorial candidate.
Tom Binet, independent, did not record a manifesto. However, a written version can be found on the vote.je website and in the candidate manifesto booklet, which you should have received. Mark Boliat, independent.
Hello, I'm Mark Boliat, and I'm standing for election as a senator because I want to contribute constructively to tackling the challenges that the island faces. A high cost of living, housing, education, healthcare, and faith in government itself. I was born and educated in Jersey. My career has taken me from working in a cafe and a pub in the island to high-level positions in government, the public sector, business, and charities in Jersey and in Britain. I believe that government works best when it has politicians who listen, who consult, and who collaborate to take decisions in the best long-term interests of the island. Problems need to be tackled before they escalate. We need a thriving economy, without which we can't afford to pay for our public services. This means maintaining the competitiveness of the financial services industry, supporting agriculture and tourism, and attracting new business to the island. I'm standing as an independent, but if elected, I will work collaboratively with all states members and with business and charities to deliver the government that the people of Jersey deserve. Jersey is a very special place. I would regard it as an honour and a privilege to serve in the States Assembly for the next 4 years. Thank you.
Alan Brecken, independent.
Hello, my name is Alan Brecken. I'm standing because I have some real concern about the level of public spending, and I think it's been out of control. The executive power should have and be subject to checks and balances, and I don't believe it has been. I believe money has been wasted and there have been some poor judgments. And the money will be better used helping those waiting for medical appointments and consultations. This has risen to over 1,300, an increase of nearly 500 since 2024. Also, more people are paying for knees, hips and appointments. But having paid in for 30 or 40 years, they shouldn't have to. They have already paid. So I'm standing, hoping to make a difference. I'm going around the island, meeting and greeting as many people as possible over the next few weeks. So I hope to see you. But what you see with me is what you get. And if you vote for me, that will be exactly it. Thank you.
Carl Bush, independent.
Hello, I'm Carl Bush, and I'm standing for senator in this exciting 2026 election. I'm up against some stiff opposition from my fellow candidates, some already with experience of government, but I too come with experience. I held elected office in local government in the UK and held the post of cabinet member for the Environmental Services, a position that would be equivalent to a ministerial post here in Jersey. At the time, I was also trustee for Unite Carers, a charity supporting carers in Mid-Devon from where I am from. And this is something that I hold close to my heart. I know how government works, and that experience accounts for a lot when it comes to addressing the major issues facing the island today. Cost of living, housing, government, economy and health, all issues I fully understand and have experience. I also have a background in financial services. I work hard at keeping my skill sets up to date, this year completing the equivalent of the study time of 2 degrees in 5 years. I understand the finance industry and the pressure we are under to adapt. For all these issues, we need a government that can adapt to change. We need politicians that can be agile, flexible, and focused with fresh ideas. And we need a fresh face. What you won't get from me is glossy mail shots and posters saying, vote for me, Carl Bush, in the hope that you vote for me on election day. But what you will get through media is an accomplished CV of experience and a documented history of hard work for Jersey and its community. Hard work and experience with new ideas from a fresh face in government. That's what you'll get from me, Carl Bush.
Guy DeFay, Independent.
Firstly, may I apologise for my appearance because I've broken my dentures. The upside is that I can't bite my nails, but this may be slightly disconcerting for some viewers. So to borrow a phrase from London Underground, please don't mind the gap. Now, we're all concerned about cost of living. Much of it we will not be able to do anything about locally because the pressures are external and are caused by changes in the world economic climate. However, there are things we could do locally, such as, for example, temporarily suspending some areas of taxation or indeed raising exemption levels. Unfortunately, although we are an island and we should all be in this together, it is invariably those who are less well off get hardest hit, and we need to bear that in mind. Recently, I'm known for speaking out on PFAS in our drinking water. I think we've been far too complacent over this subject over the years, and we still haven't really concluded the issue. The United Kingdom, I understand, is considering a total ban, and we will have to bear that in mind. I'm very concerned about the number of care homes we offer our elderly. That is a major problem. We've known about it for years. We haven't done enough. I could carry on and suggest that whilst PFAS is an issue, food in our supermarkets is going to become the next thing to consider. So I will do my best to broaden these issues during the forthcoming hustings. Please consider me for one of your 9 senatorial votes, and thank you for your attention.
Lyndon Farnham, Independent.
Hello, my name is Lyndon Farnham. I have the honour of being Jersey's current Chief Minister. I was born here in Jersey. I have lived here all my life. I have raised my family here. And I'm standing for re-election because I care deeply about the kind of island we are shaping for future generations. Around the world, we are seeing economic instability, rising costs, conflict, and growing pressure on living standards. And we feel those pressures here too. Since becoming Chief Minister in 2024, my focus has been clear: to restore stability across government, strengthen discipline in our public finances, and get government working together and getting things done. And that's also meant being honest about where we have fallen behind and putting ourselves firmly back on track. We've made progress, but there's always more to do. We are investing in Jersey once again and taking a responsible, planned approach after years of underinvestment in our infrastructure. And that means upgrading schools and healthcare facilities, improving our roads, extending mains, water and drainage systems, and investing in community spaces, sport and leisure facilities, and the wider public realm. My vision is clear. It is for a Jersey where young islanders can realistically aspire to own a home, raise their families, and choose to stay here because they feel confident about the future. A Jersey where older islanders feel secure, supported, and able to live independently with affordable care available when it is needed. A Jersey where businesses can grow and compete without being weighed down by unnecessary costs and bureaucracy. I am optimistic about our future. But in these challenging times, Jersey needs leadership that is steady, experienced and forward-looking, honest about the challenges, takes responsibility and gets things done. I very much hope to earn one of your votes on Sunday, the 7th of June. Thank you.
Ian Gorst, Independent.
Hello, I'm Ian Gorst, an independent candidate for Senator. I'm standing so that I can continue to be a strong voice for Jersey over the next 4 years, representing our interests, promoting our economy, and building a sustainable future for our community. I have a record of supporting islanders from all backgrounds and of building strong relationships which benefit Jersey. These are challenging times, and I offer experienced, calm, and serious leadership. If elected, I hope to continue as Minister for External Relations with responsibility for financial services. Earlier this year, I launched our financial services competitiveness strategy, which aims to boost growth, embrace innovation, and improve productivity. Financial services supports thousands of local jobs and generates millions of pounds in tax revenue, which funds our key public services. Jersey must continue to attract investment, and if elected, I want to drive forward an agenda for growth. Equally, must exercise restraint in state spending and the size of government. The public sector must be empowered to drive the efficiencies that are needed and to focus resources on the front line. And we must listen to the advice of the Fiscal Policy Panel and grow our reserves to improve Jersey's long-term economic resilience. As a community, we face a number of challenges, most notably the cost of living. We should freeze fuel and alcohol duty, reduce the cost of doing business, and continue to support hard-working families. We need to deliver new affordable homes through Andium and the private sector and invest in St Helier neighbourhoods to make town a more attractive and enjoyable place to live. And we must protect our environment and coastline by enhancing the national park and guarding against green zone development. Jersey has always adapted to changing times. With strong, effective and proven leadership, we will do so again. Please vote Ian Gores for Senator on the 7th of June.
Serena Kirsten Guthrie, Independent.
Jersey isn't performing as well as it should be, and after 16 years in elite sport, I understand that when performance suffers, you cut to the core of the issue, change the culture, and build a team that can deliver. I spent my career in environments where performance matters, results matter, and where teamwork is the difference between winning and losing. Jersey doesn't lack good people. It lacks alignment, discipline and a clear plan. And these are the things that I'll bring to public service. I'm a mother of two, and like many families right now, we're feeling the pressure. It's too expensive here and housing is a constant concern and work-life balance just doesn't feel attainable. I've questioned whether staying here is sustainable and I've had friends leave because they felt like they've had no choice. This just is not acceptable. Cost of living is an issue for us. Government is wasting money and we're not bringing in enough. We simply cannot afford more of the same. We need more candidates pulling in the same direction if we are to succeed. Less talk, more action. This is why I'm supporting Value Jersey's priorities of more cheaper choices, cutting government waste and rebooting the local economy. We must bring down the cost of everyday living by offering cheaper providers the chance to operate here. Increase competition and give islanders real choice. We need to fix how government works. Improve efficiency, cut waste, and deliver decisions through properly. We need to better support modern families with affordable childcare and policies that reflect modern life and put PE teachers back in our primary schools and transform our parish hubs into modern spaces that reflect community and well-being. Additionally, we need to invest in preventative health, well-being and sport so islanders can live long, happy lives and we can reduce the pressure on our long-term services. Jersey doesn't lack talent or potential. It needs a team of people willing to work together, take responsibility, and deliver results. I'll bring that mindset.
Mary LaHegra, Independent.
Hi, I'm Mary LaHegra. As an independent candidate standing for election as Senator, my objective is clear. Deliver tangible, sustainable economic improvements that create opportunities for islanders and strengthen essential public services through prudent, transparent budgeting. I support maintaining and enhancing our financial services in the face of increasing international competition. Vital to Jersey's prosperity, it funds essential public services, supporting a wide range of livelihoods. Agriculture, local retail, hospitality, construction, and tourism are areas we need to continue to promote and support. We need to maintain Jersey's low tax economy. I do not support high borrowing and burden created for future generations. Support and encourage on-island upskilling programs. Continual development using further and higher education is necessary so that we can promote on-island talent. Look at opportunities to encourage islanders to return following study overseas. This is critical for our future. Jersey's infrastructure has suffered from long-standing underinvestment, making deferred maintenance costlier and hindering growth. we should pursue a strategic value for money approach that protects taxpayers while keeping Jersey modern, competitive and well connected. Ensure Islanders receive the same level of medical care without extra cost. We need to continue the programme of work in relation to protecting of our environment. It is essential to have transparency across states, departments and government in order that everyone understands where money is spent and accountability is clear. Firm control of public expenditure focused on customer service with lean structures. Our public safety and well-being are essential for our communities to thrive. And when asked, the public always say safety is paramount and important to them. Born in Jersey to a farming family, I'm a qualified accounting technician and hold an LLB in law. I hope you will consider me worthy of one of your votes. Thank you.
Alan Lepavo, Independent.
Hi, my name is Alan Lepavo and I'm standing for a senatorial seat in the upcoming elections. I've lived in Jersey all my life and my family goes back a long way. But we also have a mixture. We're a homogenous family with roots all over the place. My career has been in early years, education, special needs, sports division, and working in the charity sector. I firmly believe that our island works best when three legs work together. That's government, providing good policy and governance and legislation that supports and looks after the island and its people. The commercial sector flourishes and drives the economy, bringing money into the island so that we can all live the way we'd like to live. And thirdly, the charity sector, filling the gaps and supporting the community and making Jersey the vibrant, special place it is. I, like other people, have got a lot of concerns. Obviously, the cost of living is very high on everyone's agenda. And I believe we need to look at the supply chains and how we might change that and maybe import more food directly from Europe. I certainly believe we need to be looking after our young people. I've had the privilege over the last 6 years of working with a lot of young people, and they all show concerns about coming back to the island. We can address that in several ways. We can look at housing for them, childcare, and we need to supply them with chances to improve their education and work on their careers. And we need to provide them with opportunities to have fun. And lastly, I think we need to look at housing and providing opportunities to the elderly population to downsize. Thank you for your attention. And if you'd like to vote for me on 7th June, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Steve Luce, Independent.
When I was first elected to politics 15 years ago now, I used two words in my manifesto, which were above all the things I wanted to do, and that was working together. And over those years, I've tried to work together to my best of my abilities with everybody I come across, put working together in my speeches. It's clear the next 4 years are going to be really challenging for government and for islanders, and we need to work together like never before. Cost of living is a problem, and it's going to continue to be that way while we have the conflict in Iran pushing up prices for fuel, and most importantly, pushing up prices for food in the coming months too. I think consistency is important, and I'm running for senator because I believe that ministers should be elected on that mandate, and I want to continue the work that I have been doing for the environment, for farmers and for fishing, and for the biodiversity of our island and keeping things beautiful. It's clear that fishing and farming both need help, and I was successful in bringing money for those industries in the last government. The island plan is something that we're also going to need to decide on in the next 4 years, and there's some really, really important things to do there. Nursing and retirement homes need help. We need to rezone sites for those aging people like myself who will need somewhere to go potentially in the future. But also we need to find areas for light industry so we can diversify the economy and find new jobs for people. There's a huge amount to do in the next 4 years, and I hope to be allowed to help with myself to do that and provide some continuity. So my name is Steve Luce, and if you felt you could give me one of your senatorial votes in the coming election, I'd be very grateful.
Alan McLean, Independent.
In 2008, I was elected as senator and re-elected in 2014, also as senator. In 2008, I became Economic Development Minister, and many of you will realise the coincidence of that date, the beginning of the global financial crisis. Great timing, many might say. We did a lot to support local businesses, creating entities like Jersey Business to support small and medium-sized businesses. We also created Digital Jersey to diversify or help diversification of the economy and the tech sector. We created Visit Jersey to promote Jersey from a tourism point of view. It replaced the old tourism department. We started the Boat Show to support the marine industry, but also as a crucially important and most enjoyable community event. I'm sure many of you went there last weekend. We went on to merge the airport and the harbour together, stripping out duplication and costs, saving the taxpayer £1 million a year. We went to, as part of the support for tourism, connectivity was developed, and we brought in EasyJet and developed the Heathrow route and many other routes across the UK. I moved to Treasury in 2014 and focused on fiscal discipline, ensuring that the medium-term financial plan, a budgetary period of 4 years, meant that departments couldn't overspend. That type of fiscal discipline is desperately needed. We saw only last year that the states ran a deficit of £118 million. This is not sustainable. It's built up debt of £1.3 billion. I left to retire to go into the private sector, into business, and to focus on my young family in 2018. I'm only returning because, like other islanders, I'm concerned about the state of public finances, the amount of money that's being spent, the affordability in the island for young people to get a house to live. There is much to do. I believe I have the experience, both from the private sector and previously as a senior ministerial role, and I hope you will consider your vote on June the 7th. Thank you.
Sam Mezek, Reform Jersey.
My name is Sam Mezek, and I'm running for election as senator to represent the whole island in the States Assembly. I believe that Jersey needs a government that puts social and economic justice at the forefront of its agenda, and will make a concerted drive in the next 4 years to return Jersey to being a place of hope and opportunity like it was for previous generations here. But Jersey's falling short of its potential. Successive governments have allowed Jersey to drift into decline, creating a situation where many islanders have been forced to consider leaving Jersey to build a fulfilling life somewhere else where they believe their chances are better. And this cannot go on. We have to turn the tide. In the last few years, we've begun to see change. With a strong team of Reform Jersey members in the States and in government, we've seen things delivered that would have been unthinkable under the old kind of politics. We've introduced free childcare for 2 to 3 year olds. We've transformed the dialogue on Jersey's housing crisis with new first-time buyer schemes and a law to protect renters now in force. We've raised the minimum wage. We've abolished the fee for children to see a doctor. I want Jersey to keep going in this direction so we can restore confidence that this is a place where people can live happy and prosperous lives. Our priorities in the next government will be to address the cost of living, prepare Jersey for the challenges of the future, and restore accountability to government. In my time as a States member, I believe I've shown myself to be an effective politician, a decisive minister, and a capable leader of a team united around a positive vision for Jersey. Jersey doesn't need more talk, consultations, or reviews. We need action. So on the 7th of June, please vote for me, Sam Mezek, for Senator, and for your local Reform Jersey candidates. Together, we'll turn the tide.
Helen Miles, Independent.
Hello, I'm Helen Miles, and I'm standing as an independent candidate for Senator. During my career, I've worked for the States of Jersey Police, the Probation Service, Customs and Immigration, and in strategic policy roles. I was a founding member of the charity Autism Jersey, and I've also been an independent member of the Public Accounts Committee and a university lecturer. In 2022, I was elected as deputy for St. Brelard, and in the last 4 years, I've served as Minister for Justice and Home Affairs, and most recently as chair of the Corporate Services Scrutiny Panel. Importantly, this has given me a balanced experience of serving both in government and on the other side of the table in scrutiny. Since being elected, I've delivered policies and propositions which have secured more first-time buyer housing, supported tourism, enabled the hospitality industry to recruit more seasonal staff and kick-started the long overdue regeneration of Lekenave Precinct. I established the Violence Against Women and Girls Task Force, reintroduced the Building a Safer Community strategy, and made recommendations to improve and strengthen the parish system. I'm now seeking an island-wide mandate so that I can use my experience to deliver more improvements across the island. We face significant challenges, including on the cost of living, affordable housing, and improving our health service. We need to get public spending under control, live within our means, and return to a culture of long-term prudence. And we must grow our economy, boost our competitiveness, and improve opportunities for our young people. We live in a beautiful island, and we must continue to protect our environment and show pride in our heritage and traditions. Jersey is at its best when we work together. As an independent candidate, I'll use my experience to build unity across the political spectrum and provide clear leadership for our future. Together, we can deliver positive change for Jersey.
Elaine Miller, independent.
Hello, my name's Elaine Miller and I'm standing for election as a senator. I was first elected as a deputy in 2022. Since then, I've been Treasury Minister, Assistant Minister for External Relations and Minister for Social Security. Before being elected, I had a successful career in law and financial services. I was a Jersey advocate and was the first woman to hold the office of Viscount. The things I am most proud of in the last term are that I brought the proposition that returned the role of Senator to the Assembly. As Minister for Social Security, I reduced the cost of GP visits by £20 in 2023 and increased pensioner benefits. I have supported the recent work to ensure that our financial services industry continues to succeed in an increasingly competitive market. I always try to find practical solutions to problems and make sensible and thoughtful decisions. I can get things done, and I've worked hard to deliver positive outcomes for the island. Jersey faces a number of challenges. If elected, my focus will be on the cost of living, supporting all businesses to succeed so that our economy grows, and limiting the cost of government. It's important that in addressing today's challenges, we do not create even more for our children's generation. I'll be looking in particular at the cost of childcare, reducing complexity for businesses, and taking meaningful steps to control government spending and ensure we spend wisely. I also want to see a clear population strategy that addresses the needs of young and old into the future. It's important that we find solutions that work for Jersey now. I will continue working hard to deliver effective, positive, and fair outcomes that benefit our community and our economy. I will always put the interests of Jersey first. I do hope that you will vote for me as one of your senators. Thank you.
Bernard Place, independent.
I'm Bernard Place, and I'm standing as an independent candidate for senator. I've spent 40 years working in public service, much of that time as a registered nurse. It's been a privilege to serve the people of Jersey, but many islanders now telling me the same thing. Our public services don't feel as well run as they should be. Government is spending more, employing more, yet people still feel under pressure. At the same time, the cost of living is rising, housing is harder to afford, health services are stretched, and many families feel things are getting tougher, not better. If we don't look at how the whole system works, we'll just keep managing these problems instead of fixing them. My approach is different. I'm not here to offer a long list of promises that sound good but don't get delivered. I'm focused on making the system work better, using what we already have. That means supporting local businesses so more money stays in Jersey. It means planning a workforce for the future, not the past. It means making housing more accessible with fairer rents. And it means focusing public spending on results, not just increasing numbers. Now, these issues are all connected. When we get them working together, services improve and pressure starts to ease. Jersey doesn't lack ideas. What we need now is the ability to deliver change, practical, measurable, and built to last. If you'd like to find out more about this, go to my website, bernardplace2026.com.
That's the candidates standing for the island-wide role of Senator on Sunday the 7th of June. You can vote for up to 9 of them. If you want to find out more about them, you can read their manifestos on the vote.je website or in the manifesto booklet. You can also follow each of the hustings events via our website. To hear from the candidates standing in your parish or constituency, please do check out the podcast episode for your local area. You can find out which constituency you live in by using the constituency finder that's available on the vote.je website. Thank you for listening.